Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. I hope that you are having a great day today as you have rested in Jesus Christ and have been encouraged by his death upon the cross. Why don't we go ahead and we have some, well, don't have any coffee at 10 o'clock at night. Why don't we pray and get into God's word? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus Christ, your Lamb who was slain. We pray now that as we read your word, that you would apply it to our hearts, that we would follow after you, that we would love you with an everlasting love. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go, Psalm 80. To the chief musician set to the lilies, a testimony of Asaph, a psalm. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, before Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Isn't that what we are reminded about today? That God has answered that plea, that God has risen up and has saved us. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved. O Lord of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them to the birds, or you have fed them with the bread of tears, and given them tears to drink in great measure. You have made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Isn't that a great truth? Cause your face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. What is the psalmist saying? He's saying, God, we need you to love us, and then we will be saved. And isn't that what God said in John chapter 3, verse 16, right? That beloved verse of Christians. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever might believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is God who has made his face to shine upon us, and we are saved. Not that we first loved him, but that he first loved us. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root, and filled it, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her boughs to the sea, and her branches to the river. Why have you broken down her hedges, so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? The boar out of the woods uproots it, and the wild beast of the field devours it. Return, we beseech you, O Lord of hosts. Look down from heaven and see, and visit the vine, and the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord of hosts. Cause your face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. God has not forgotten his church. God has not forgotten his people. And indeed, he sent his son as an answer to the psalm, to show that his face shines upon his chosen people, that he has been the great shepherd of Israel, that God, the Lord of armies, will love us with an everlasting love. I pray that you rest in that today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus Christ. We thank you for sending us a righteous one. We confess our sin to you. Lord, we confess our guilt to you. We are sinners. We are unrighteous. But you sent the just one to die for the unjust once and for all. We thank you for sending your son, for saving us, for causing your face to shine upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. May Lord bless you tonight. May you rest in the peace of Jesus Christ, knowing that God's face always shines upon you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.